morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 10th, 2020. It's 10:58 a.m. and we are on the record. Appreciate your patience and apologize for the delay in Commissioners Court beginning. Begin our meeting today with.
Judge, excuse me. We don't have a clerk.
Here's the money notes.
Underneath the desk.
Colin.
This Monday thing is throwing everybody off.
You get me just the name. You always have to.
Why not?
They kind of unburp in some of your day.
Alex, he's calling Alex.
She's calling Kim Clark.
Call this Commissioners Court meeting to order at 11:05 a.m. on Monday, February 10th, 2020. And we'll begin our meeting today with an education led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Hall. Please bow your head.
Heavenly Father, again we thank you. Thank you for another day that you allowed us to stand here and profess our faith as well as our deliberation for the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray for those families that are grieving this time. We pray for those that are protecting our democracy. We pray for all the citizens of Jefferson County as well as the elected officials and employees of Jefferson County. We pray for this country. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. Again, our agenda today is items under purchasing. Item A, the Senator approved execute receipt file professional services agreement with LJA Engineering for environmental consulting services. Implementation of the pesticide general permit for the period January 1st, 2020 to September 30th, 2020 for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with an estimated cost not to exceed $3,000 without prior approval. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt and file change order number 2 for the Hurricane Harvey repair and restoration of Highway 124 Stockyard Office and Equipment Shed, known as Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318-326, with Apex Alliance LLC for an increase of $1,126.25 for additional work to remove existing kitchen ADA sink and replace with a new ADA sink to bring it into compliance with Texas accessibility standards, and to install an additional exhaust fan with fan control switch in the storage area, and to bring electrical power to the fan, bringing the total contract amount from $102,290 to $103,416.25. Does not change the number of contract working days. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
This is by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item A to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a 30-foot utility easement from Jefferson County to Entergy, Texas, to allow Entergy to relocate existing utility poles on airport property. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
By Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to ask Steve if he could speak to this. I think you've been involved with it.
Yes, sir. The existing service to the open area where Mr. LaBrie is developing was put in many years ago, and there was no easement at that point. So And to accommodate this new development, the poles need to be moved into one area. Right now, it was just going across the property randomly. And so they're relocating all the poles into one corridor. We're going to cover that corridor with a 30-foot easement, and this has been all worked out with Mr. LaBrie and the airport to make sure it's going to provide the service that we need for the future.
So we're basically granting energy to easement, which they did not have previously. They just had their poles out there.
Exactly.
Any other discussion?
Is this taking into consideration development throughout the total airport and the property that is not developed right now also?
No, sir. Just that one area where Mr. LaBrie is at. And I think where these poles are, they don't service anything else. I think that little law office and stuff, a little past that. But this is just for that area.
And this doesn't cost the county anymore?
No, sir. No cost.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? As have the county auditor, item A is consider and approve the budget amendment for courthouse maintenance for additional costs for the replacement of fire alarm systems for elevators for DPS building in the amount of $21,000. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for Rose Ridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for equipment rental and equipment repairs. Item C is consider and approve the budget amendment to the 136th District Court for replacement of a video screen in the amount of $2,630. Item D is consider and approve applying for high intensity drug trafficking area grant, funding of $50,000 available to the Office of National Drug Control Policy to aid in investigation prosecution of drug offenses in our region with no match required. Item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for February insurance reimbursement. Item F is regular county bills, check numbers 468217 and 468525. And via addendum, item G is consider and approve amended certificate of completion for Hurricane Icon Bio Program, HMGP 1791-004. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Clerk, item A is consider approving disbursement for records management for the purchase and installation of additional modular cubicle for the office administrative and reconfiguration of the existing cubicle for the assistant filing supervisor from the Texas Department of Criminal Justice Manufacturing and Statistics Modular Department in the amount of $9,018. The motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Office, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve an order to renew the OCI firewater reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.401 Protection Tax Code. Item B is consider and approve an order to renew the designation of the Air Liquide Large Industries US LP reinvestment zone pursuant to Section 312.401 of the Tax Code. And C is consider and approve allocating. We're going to put that off until next Tuesday so that the commissioners can consider and get additional information and ranking from the drainage district. And via addendum, item B is consider and possibly approve an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Fort Arthur for the repair of the Jetty Road that's being passed pursuant to Section 791.015 of the Texas Government Code. The motion on the item that
was seconded
by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Just a question on these reinvestment zones that we are re-upping. Is there some update goes with that?
No, it's just the tax code requires us to do it every couple of years. We don't have any new activity in those investment zones other than what we've already done. It's just every year the appraisal district notifies Reds which one needs to be re-upped.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion on any other item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes. Have it. Under crime lab, item A is considering possibly approve out of state travel for Joanna Castaneda, the crime lab, to attend the Robert F. Borkenstein Coos on our course on alcohol and safety highway safety in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 17th through 22nd. and that travel is funded by the Paul Cook Dell Forensic Grant received by the laboratory. Got a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under emergency management, item A, consider possibly approve out of state travel for Mike White and Robert Grimm for the emergency management department to attend the National Hurricane Conference in Orlando, April 6th through 9th, 2020. And that agenda item of the travel is funded by TDEM. It's not, it's funded by the Emergency Management Planning Grant.
That's the grant that we get every year?
Yes, sir.
So we should get this in advance knowing that this is what we're paying for the firm? In other words, you're on budget time. You're doing budget time, right? Patrick?
Not on the budget.
Yeah, I think with the EMPG, I think what happened is they listed out.
They listed in emergency management section.
And then say the items were funded by EMPG. But I don't think this was what.
Why, Mike, is it a reason why you didn't list it out this time?
It could have been there.
It could have been there. Okay.
We haven't in the past. This is the first time I've applied to go to the conference. Normally we went every 2 years. It's been about 4 years since we've gone. So that's quite.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under engineering, item A, consider possibly approve a minor plat of Oakland subdivision, a 3.72 acre tract out of William Carr Survey, abstract 102, Jefferson County, Texas. Subdivision located off of Bell Road, precinct number 2. Plats within the Beaumont Extra Territorial jurisdiction has met the Jefferson County pattern requirements, except for minimum lot. Right. Any motion on this item?
Approved.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver. This is item.
Is this the one that where they we were supposed to?
This is the one off of Bell Road.
Right, the tack and the other ones. 6.5 of that code. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
I need a second.
I'll second it for discussion's sake.
Steve?
I think you had sent a letter.
Yes, sir. After the last time y'all considered this item, we were instructed to meet with Kathleen and discuss if there were any liabilities or issues that the county had to worry about with this. And I did meet with her. She looked over, you know, whatever stuff she has access to. She said there was no increased liability to the county for approving this. And it is specifically written in the ordinance that was approved that it's up to the court if they want to allow closer space lots.
So under 6.51, what it says is here's the standard as a general rule, and it gives them some wordage and verbiage in there that says. The commissioner's court under this section of the ordinance may allow minimum requirements. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It does specifically say it's a general standard.
Kathleen's reviewed that.
Yes, sir.
This is the one that you said basically that you didn't know that we could open the floodgates to other people coming to get their subdivision, and that's the one that I said TAC recommend not to go with that second option, but to stick to the course. Is this it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so I don't think I've put my email to the court that I don't believe it'll be a safety issue if you decide to move forward with it.
Safety is not an issue in my opinion, but it's the changing a standard policy that we have and opening up the floodgates for other people to try to apply for the same thing. Now we've set a precedent. You know, how is that going to impact future issues? Because there could be all kind of variations that would cause us to think differently. You know, and safety being the primary concern, of course, but if we do allow this, then we could be requested ongoing for several other potential potential situations very similar to this.
Yes, sir. I believe you will see many more of these. Matter of fact, there's one in the books right now, but it's on a state highway, and so TxDOT has the kind of the higher hand in that. And so they're looking at it, and they have required the subdivider to only have one driveway. Even though they want to split the tract into three properties, they're going to allow them one driveway, and they'll have to provide connection and a permanent easement on that property to support the three lots. So in that case, I can see no additional driveways, no safety issue for the county. It'll be less than our minimum standard, but again, TxDOT handles that by limiting the number of driveways.
Was there any discussion with this person requesting this for them to try to get the joint driveway established along the property line, half on each side with one single access point?
We have not discussed that. If that's your pleasure, we definitely will.
I think it should be approached and considered before we make an exception to our standard policy on the driveways and frontages.
I'm not opposed to that, Steve, if you think that's a viable option. I'm just going by, I'm just trying to make an informed decision based on what the subdivision rules and regs say. And so, you know, like Steve said, in all of our precincts, we're going to have some issues that come forward with these subdivided lots for whatever circumstances. The thing that the court's going to have to really look at is, one, we're not making a decision based off verbiage that does not exist in the subdivision rules and regs, because anybody that can read can see that it does allow the court that flexibility to make that decision. So we could have people in our precincts that come to us and say, look, your subdivision rules and regs say that if my engineer provides you a letter that says this meets the spirit of the regulation and it does not impose any safety regulation, then why wouldn't you approve? So we're going to have to, I just want to make an informed decision.
That's why
decision. And, you know, if you think that's worth looking at on what Commissioner Holmes says, I'm for that. But
I have no problem with that, Commissioner, but that's why I made the statement. TAC, which in our trainings have recommend, and it's in writing, recommend not to go against because it could potentially cause us problems.
Then with that point, Commissioner Alford, if that's the case, then I suggest that wording be taken out of subdivision rule, because as long as you have that wording in there, it gives someone the ability and right to come to the court and request that because the wording is in there.
And I agree, and I think it becomes a political matter then. So yes, I agree, we need to take it out, so we're not put on, let's remove it.
Well, I'd say hesitate on taking it out, because if we require the one driveway, you still have less than minimum frontage, but one driveway would be servicing both properties.
I don't want to tie our hand. That's why the cities have boards of variances.
Right.
So that they can look at each situation and see whether it meets the spirit.
I mean, there's a reason why the court, I don't know when this was probably done, in 2010, I think, but there has to be a reason why they put that excerpt in there to give the court the ability to be more flexible with that.
With the legislation, which is under TxDOT 51 Transportation Code. Go check it out.
All right. So we'll table it until he has an opportunity to visit with the developers. All right. And lastly, under human resources, we have one item to consider and possibly approve granting extend the leave without pay for up to 90 days for Lauren Evans, a juvenile probation. Do we have a motion on that?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Hall. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Since there's nothing that prohibits us from continuing on and doing the workshop during our commissioner's court meeting rather than stopping and starting the tapes again, we'll just begin our workshop now. Conduct a workshop to receive information to do the storage master plan for the courthouse. Who's going to be speaking to that issue?
Thank you, Judge. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about the master plan. We are nearing the end of the master plan. The section that is in front of you is one of the sections of the 195 megabyte total master plan. The reason that I brought this to you is this is the section where we talk about things that we might want to do with the courthouse in the future, projects that the court may have in mind for the future. And we want to make sure that we include all of those things in the recommendations on the master plan so that when you want to move forward with it and you write for permission from the Texas Historical Commission, it is part of our master plan, makes it much smoother, easier to get things done in the courthouse. So the main thing I want to call your attention to is on page 6, and it's the next three stages. You'll see them italicized in the top portion of that page. Those are the three additional phases that we see to complete the work that is estimated in the cost estimate that we gave you. Number one, we still have some water infiltration problems, the worst ones being in one of our courtrooms on the second floor. There are some other exterior walls of the building that we're still having some water issues with, so it allows us to attack some of those things. And then to continue our work with interior renovations and HVAC, fire alarm, fire sprinkler extensions beyond the first floor. Some of the things that are in here are now being taken care of with the energy upgrades that we have going on in the courthouse right now. But I wanted to give the court an opportunity to let you know about any additional things that doesn't have to be today. Our 95% master plan is in the hands of the Texas Historical Commission now. I should have comments back from them this week or next week. We'll finalize it, and then at the option of the court, apply for this next round of grant funding.
This grant funding would only be, what will this grant funding be to do? To carry out these projects, include if they are second time around?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The THC recognizes that in old buildings, particularly these, that the whole exterior wall is masonry, that there are usually one or two new things that can come up over time with effect water infiltration. So, and their acceptance of our master plan would be also an acceptance of anything in our master plan that we want to do in the future. We also have some flexibility in the cost estimate. If you have departments, and they have, for the most part, we interviewed every department head in every department. For the most part, most everybody said they really didn't need much extra room. Some said they needed some storage area. But as you're aware, we've cleared out files on some of the upper floors of the courthouse. So now we do have some available storage area for those departments. But this also takes into account new department heads, a change in thinking of the departments that could do some movement of interior walls to better accommodate those departments.
On those upper floors, we will have to have HVAC, correct?
Yes, sir.
I don't think we had it now, right, Pat?
There's limited.
Okay.
On some of the, I think right. 10 might have some.
10, up to 10, and I think everything above 10 is not air conditioned right now. But we have made, in the phases that we did before, we did make accommodations to bring the chilled water system all the way up in the building and supply other floors. So, same thing with the fire water situation and the alarm system.
Did your research, Don, have you found anything significant that's changed over the past 5 to 10 years we've been working on this that would need to be prioritized, escalated, that needs to fairly immediate response or something along those lines that we would have to try to budget for in our next cycle?
There is some wall deterioration in the 17th court downstairs that that we should pay attention to, just because it affects the look of that room, and that's one of the nicest and most ornate courtrooms that we have in the courthouse. The other thing would be, maybe since we're still finding termites, maybe authorizing somebody to do a more intensive study of termite infestation in this building and try to come up with some plans on how to attack it in the future, since we're still having a few things come up. Tried to contact Texas A&M University. They have a whole division here, and that's what they do, is they do studies on courthouses. So it may be something that really isn't much cost to the court if we could get them to come along with us and say, yes, this is a worthwhile study for us to do on termite infestation.
And what's the next phase of this as far as applying for a Texas Historical Commission grant? We did this one for the update of the master plan. Is there another one following up to that we may be privy to file on, or we have one in place right now that's in the works?
We do not have our application in yet for this round of funding from the legislature. So I understand that they have about $10 million, I think, in that fund. So the idea would be that we have a good updated master plans been approved by THC and apply for as many of the things as we could get done in this next phase three. Also realizing that some of your matching grant things that we've done without a grant from the state, we can use those as matching funds with state money too. So
any feedback from THC regarding accepting this and for approval by them so that we can plan on moving forward?
Every phase, as you know, we did a 20, a 30, a 40, 40%, 60%. Every one of those has been positive. We've not had any feedback from them that said anything negative about the information that we were supplying them and the upgrades we were doing for the master plan. I expect that we won't have anything major in the 95% review that I'm waiting
for. I know
you
can't speculate on the connector issues, historically speaking, for approval or taking points away from us for our plan that's submitted, but do you have any feel that there's a change in the philosophical view of that at the commission?
I think there's been a change, mainly because of the people have changed at THC. I think they're more receptive to it. There are a lot of courthouses that are in the same situation that we are, and that we can't get rid of that connector. It's a very vital and important part of the courthouse, connecting to the newer courthouse. So I would say that every conversation that I've had with THC, they have said that they don't believe it will be a problem when it comes to grading our master plan that it has been.
I think it was at the legislative conference I had a conversation with THC. They had a lot of there's new faces in there. They indicated to me that it was not going to be a concern there. We talked about the fact that given our elevation around here, the tunnel is really not a good idea. Now, looking at your cost, estimated cost, Don, some of these are going to require relocation of some employees during the construction phases. None of that's in those cost estimates, correct?
Right now, no, sir. We don't have the relocation. THC really doesn't allow us to put that relocation in the cost estimate. One other thing for the court, you'd ask me about things that might be critical, and I'll fail to mention it, but where the new courthouse connects to the old courthouse, we do have several water problems along that area, and that's the maintenance department that was
That's why I ask, it's reoccurring. Have we had any work on those before, Commissioner? We have.
And in some areas, yes, sir.
We have. That's why I want to make sure, because somewhere down the line, they're going to say, hey, look, no more money for it. So we have to do an extensive study to see the best method.
I don't think we've used any grant monies for that. It's all been in-house maintenance where we had to dig up the outside structure around the sub-basement walls and recondition those walls to keep water from penetrating in. But I don't think we've used any grant funds to pump to this point.
Okay. The only other one is 317th. We have addressed some plaster in there. Now, not all of the areas have come back. I mean, most of the areas that we addressed, they're still fine. But THC, in talking with them, they've done some studies on how you handle your air conditioning, and big changes, like when you're not here on the weekends and you say, well, we can just bring the temperature up because nobody's in the building, and then you try to bring it back down for court. Those big swings in temperature in the building can cause some real problems in the exterior walls, but you're addressing some of it with the new energy management system, and I think we probably just need to talk with whoever controls the temperature in those areas and say, look, we just, here's a good temperature, and there is a good temperature to keep that room. We can just keep it like that all the time. We won't have problems. So.
Commissioners, anything else? Anything else from you, Don?
No, sir. If anyone...
When do you go for your 95% review?
I'll know here the next week and a half. I think, Judge, I've been copying you and Commissioner Arnold when we get responses back from THC, so and Deb also. So you've got emails with the letters from THC. We're doing a good job for the ball and so forth. So.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Don, one question before you sit down.
Yes, sir.
It's just your group. None of the people from the past is working on this. This is a new group, right?
That's correct. The only person that has worked with you in the past that has helped us in the beginning of this project is Mr. Gerald Moorhead. He's an architectural historian, and he no longer, he's retired.
Okay.
So we have used him to help make the pathway to getting approvals with THC smoother, because he's done it so many times. But no, sir, that all of the reviews have been through our group. One report was written by ENC engineers who did work for Bailey before. They did the air conditioning on the first and the basement floors. So I asked them to update our report on the HVAC systems.
Patrick, we need to make sure that they communicate. You know what I mean?
That's what.
Thank you,
Don. Thank you. Anything else that any member of the Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without objection?
Yes, I have this, Judge, and we are pressed for time, but I think it's very important. We had a very good workshop this morning, and I want to make sure that the public know we have DD7, DD6 here, and that they are applying for different funding to help our county in reference to flooding. We are pressing to get information from all sorts in reference to leveling, raising, and everything else from FEMA. So I want to make sure that it's known that we are not sitting down letting things just pass. It is not occurring.
Thank you. There's nothing further than we are adjourned.
Stop.